You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli, and it is time now for Tom Lutz of the Los Angeles Review of Books. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Lisa.
First book this month is by the most famous Los Angeles writer I'd never heard of, Percival Everett. Tell us about this.
Percival Everett is one of the great fictional game players, one of the great LA writers, without a doubt. This novel, which is called Percival Everett, by Virgil Russell, a novel by Percival Everett, has right in its title the kind of fun that he likes to have. Mm. So it's postmodern, kind of metafictional, but unlike some of those books where you feel like it's just a bunch of wordplay, he always has a kind of deep emotional commitment to what's going on for his characters, with his characters. And this is a father telling a story to his son as the father is getting very, very old and near death. Or maybe the son is telling the story to the father, and sometimes they go back and forth. And it's about what it means to figure out the boundaries of identity between fathers and sons. It's about the fathers getting older and getting close to death. It's about how memory kicks in at different moments in ways that are both helpful and problematic.
Is it evocative of his relationship with his father? Because it sounds like a memoir, but no.
I think it's very much a novel. I'm sure it comes out of some real personal experience. He teaches at USC. This is his 20th book or more. He's a very prolific, great, great novelist.
Time to get to know Percival Everett. Okay, and then there's another LA writer, Marissa Silver, with her new novel, Mary Coyne.
Yes, Marissa is a kind of perennially mentioned in award ceremonies. She was most recently, her last book was a finalist for the LA Times Book Prize in fiction. This book is based on a famous photograph by Dorothy Lange called Migrant Mother, and it takes that situation where a photographer, a WPA photographer, is coming through. She fictionalizes it, so it's a different character. She snaps a picture of a woman, and then there's a second narrative about a contemporary, that is our contemporary, professor at a university who is studying this photograph and studying the history of this photographer.
Uh-huh.
And so we find that no matter how intense this image was, this photograph, we all know these photographs, right? No matter how intense it is, it's really a snapshot. It's a very small part of much bigger stories. And Silver uses the broader canvas of the novel to discuss it.
Interesting. And then there's another novel that fuses the old and the new. It's Alex Espinosa's The Five Acts of Diego Leon.
Yes. Alex Espinosa was born in Mexico, came up with his family when he was two. Diego Leon, the character in this novel, moves to Hollywood in 1927. So it's just as talkies are coming in and just as the Latin lover is becoming an important cultural phenomenon. And it's a story about immigration. It's about Hollywood. It's a great Hollywood novel. And it's also about the kind of radical movements that are coming up in the 20s in America and in Mexico and the relationship of those things to each other as we go through into the 30s. Alex, a younger novelist, this is only his second novel. Stillwater Saints was his first, about the Inland Empire. Also a great read.
And he's based in Fresno. So
he is.
So we have Percival Everett by Virgil Russell, by Percival Everett, Mary Coyne by Marissa Silver, and The Five Acts of Diego Leon by Alex Espinosa. You can read more on our website, kcrw.com/LARB. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.